Today I want to speak to your heart. I just want to reach into your soul. I want to ignite your spirit. I want to just attempt to stimulate your mind just for the few minutes that I have. You may ask, why, Jesse, why do you want to do all of that? And how can you do it all in about 18 minutes? Well, I believe God's word is so powerful that if you really need it, all you need to do is hear the word and it can hit you within a second and something can happen in your life. So just for a few moments, give me just a second here. You're asking, why do I want to do these things? Why am I seeking to do these things? Because it seems to me that we are living in a time where negativity, disrespect, uncivility, and a sense of naughtiness have become the order of the day. Listen to me well now. There is a spirit that is unleashed in the land where it has become okay to be a racist. It has become okay to insult people. It has become okay to separate families from each other. It has become okay to ban immigrants from our nation. It has become okay to destroy the labor movement that have helped create the middle class of this country. It seems that it has become okay. And we are going through a period or a season of darkness, the likes of which I have never seen before. This negative energy of darkness walks up and down like a roaring lion, seeking to find whom it may devour. The scripture reminds us that that's exactly how Satan moves. He walks up and down like a roaring lion, seeking to find whom he may devour. Notice the scripture says he's a roaring lion, which means that it's a loud voice that seems to be taking over a whole lot of space. This darkness is causing people to commit suicide and homicide without even thinking about their own lives. You know, civility among our leaders in the country has fallen to a level that once was unimaginable. There is a period of darkness in the land that is catching hold of the innocent in our community. Children are now shooting up schools. Gangs are becoming more bold in their terror in the communities. This period of darkness has taken hold of many of the righteous, and preachers are falling from their pulpits because of immorality. The righteous are under attack because of health reasons. As I look at this period of darkness, my friends, that we are currently in, I now know what the prophet Jeremiah felt when he prophesied to the people. Jeremiah, as you know, scripture of old, was one of our great prophets, but he was a warner to his people that God would be bringing forth judgment if we didn't get our behavior in order. And Jeremiah looked at the condition of his people and he saw that his people were in such a state of affairs that the Bible says that they began to look at Jeremiah because he began to weep so much. And they began to refer to Jeremiah as the weeping prophet. Why are you crying, Jeremiah? I can hear Jeremiah saying, I'm crying because my people are dying. Why are you crying, Jeremiah? Jeremiah said, I'm crying because my people are rebelling. Why are you crying, Jeremiah? Jeremiah said, because the people that I know who are God's people, their light is dimming out. Sometimes I feel like a weeping prophet, I tell you. And sometimes I just want to cry because of the darkness I see in the land during this period. But two Sundays ago, a young lady in my church gave a testimony. Her name was Sister Field, in which she said, Pastor, she said, yesterday I cried my last tear. Yesterday I cried my last tear. All too many of us have cried unaccountable tears and have gone through troubled nights. We've seen the midnight hour and struggled to see the rising of the sun. And yet, in the midst of this darkness, we who believe God, we who know God, we who trust God, have stood the test of time. When the enemy countered us out, God kept us in. When debt hovered over our head, God stepped up instead. Throughout this darkness, we who are of God know that we must somehow remain a bright light in a season or a period of darkness. Our biblical text come this morning from the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 14th and 15th verse. And it says these words, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house." If I were to use as a thought from which to just teach to you this morning or bring this brief message this morning, my subject would simply be remaining a bright light during a period of darkness. Remaining a bright light during a period of darkness. There are a couple of things I want you to remember as I go through this message. Number one, remember who you are as a child of God. Remember who you are as a child of God. In this particular verse, Jesus here reminds us that we are not just human beings in the world, but because we are connected with him, we are a light in the world. Jesus reminds us that our light must not be hidden, but that it must shine throughout the world. Essentially, he is saying that no matter how dark it might seem, no matter how dark it may appear, no matter how dark your personal situation may seem, Jesus reminds us that our light or our faith must continue to shine. You might say, but I'm a human and the darkness is too heavy in my life. In order, watch this now, in order for you to understand your light, you must know from whom you've come. So I can tell you today that you were made in the image and likeness of your Heavenly Father. Can I tell you that no weapon formed against you can prosper because you are more than a conqueror? Can I tell you that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world? Can I tell you that 1 Peter 2:9 says to you, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are God's special possession that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful or marvelous light. Yes, you are special and unique. You are light in this world. And I need men and women of God who know God in themselves, who know the Christ power within them, to stand up and speak truth to power, to allow that light to shine in a world of darkness. Yes, you are more than who you think you are. My friends, your light has the ability to wipe out darkness. Your light has the ability to restore faith. Your light has the ability to overcome obstacles. Your light has the ability to heal the brokenhearted. You have just, can I say this now? You just have to let your light shine during this period of darkness. Here's another thing I need you to do. I need you to stand firm during turbulent times. Stand firm during turbulent times. It is critical that during difficult season, you know that you don't get stuck in that season. That season is not there permanently. It is not your fault that someone knocked you down, but it is your fault if you remain down. The key to understand darkness is that it does not stay long. Weeping may endure for a night, but can I tell you, the scripture says, but joy comes in the morning. I'm telling you, it may be dark now, but joy is coming in the morning. This means that darkness comes for a season. It will not stay for long. It's temporary. Why? Because even when darkness seems to be reigning, though you can't see it, the sun is still shining. This is why the eloquent poet says, be still, sad heart, and cease reclining. For behind the dark clouds, the sun is still shining. Thy fate is a common fate of all, but into each life, some rain must fall. Your light must still shine in the midst of darkness. You have to say to yourself, even when it does not look like things are working for me, I'm going to let my light shine. Even when the circumstances seem overwhelming, I'm going to let my light shine. Even when people talk about me, gossip about me, and call all manner of evil against me, I am going to let my light shine. You must say to yourself, today, I will cause my light to be brighter during this season of darkness. The prophet said, though they slay me, watch this now, yet will I trust them. In Philippians 4:11-12, the apostle Paul said, I have learned whatever state I'm in to be content. What are you talking about, Paul? In other words, Paul is saying that there is no circumstance on the earth that is so difficult that you can't serve as a light to see yourself or to see your way out of it. You come from a God of all creation. He has given you his power on earth. He has said whatsoever you bind in heaven, then you also bind on earth. Don't let darkness consume your world. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death or darkness, what? I shall not fear what? No evil. Why shouldn't you fear no evil? Because you're a child of God. Why shouldn't you fear no evil? Because God has called you at this time, in this particular hour, to be the answer to this particular question, because you walk with the light of faith of God within you. When you walk, demons flee. When you speak, truth takes hold. When you pray, the devil trembles. I need you to remain a bright light in this period of darkness. I need you to know that God is within you, that there's nothing that can stop you from doing what God has decreed you to do. Here's another thing I need you to remember. God is the source of your life. So don't let the enemy put your flame or your light out. As I prepare to close this, let me say this to you. With all light, it might get dim. When a person is performing on a stage by him or herself, the spotlight is on them constantly. But every now and then, the person will tell the person who is controlling the light to dim the light for whatever reason. Today, I ask you, who is controlling your light? Are people controlling your light, or is God in control of your light? Because of this dark season, we have allowed people to control the way we think, the way we look, the way we speak, the way we dress. But can I tell you that we who follow Jesus the Christ, we look to God for the source of our light. And can I tell you today that God wants to turn up the light in you? I'm going to say that again. Can I tell you today that God wants to turn up the light in you? Your light has been dim for too long. You have not spoken out on issues that affect you and your community. And God is saying to you, let your light shine. I'm telling you, Jeremiah is speaking in the time today. He's telling all of the people who are followers of God, let your light shine. Jesus came as a light bearer to let us know that God is at the source of all of our light. So we have to let our light shine. God is saying that they may laugh at you, but that's all right. Let your light shine. They may ridicule you, but that's all right. Let your light shine. They may cuss you out, but that is all right. Let your light shine. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, then I will draw all men unto me. Mountains can't lift up the name of Christ. The moon can't lift up the name of Christ. Only man can lift up his name. And sometimes I understand that even when man doesn't do it, the Bible says that the mountains or the stones will cry out his name. I'm telling you that we are more stronger and powerful than the stones. So we need to lift up his name and let the world know that through us Christ lives and that we have light within us to show the world the direction that it must get prepared to go into. What was Jesus saying when he said, lift up my light? He was saying that my light is a healing. He was saying, lift up my light because my light is love. He was saying, lift up my light because my light is a light of abundance. He's saying, I've come not just to give you light, but to give it to you more abundantly. The Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and 6, he says, look, Timothy, I need you to stir up the gift of God in you. In other words, there's a gift in you. There's skills in you. There are talents that I've deposited within you that I need you to show the world, that I need you to show on earth, to let the world know what heaven looks like. I want you to stir that up. In other words, he wants to set fire to it. He wants the world to know the kind of power that God has within him. I'm saying to you, beloved family, radio listening audience, increase the light of God in you. Don't let depression blow your light out. Don't let disappointment blow your light out. Don't let failure quench the fire in you. You have the ability to bring light in a dark world. Do it today with power. Do it today with victory. Do it today with dominion. Do it today with authority. My friends, you are light. And your light can bring back sanity to this world. Your light can bring back order to the White House. Your light can bring into existence those things that be not as though they are. Your light can bring love in a world of hate. Your light can bring change in this Supreme Court that we have now. Your light cannot be put out, beloved family. It's time that you step up to the plate. You have got to make your light brighter than ever before. Can I say that again? You have got to make your light brighter than ever before. For your light must become so great that it can penetrate darkness. Your light must become so bright that people who are in darkness will come out saying, what must I do to be saved? Your light must remain bright in a season of darkness. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God bless you.
I want to thank you, Pastor, for that powerful word.
To God be the glory.
My brothers and sisters, if you would like to hear more of his message or hear his message over again, just go to www.gospelforjesus.com. If you'd like to hear more from Pastor V. Jesse Smith, then you must attend his church. The Way Center of Truth is located at 2728 East Palmdale Boulevard, Suite 120, right here in Palmdale, California, and services are every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Once again, the address is 2728 East Palmdale Boulevard, Suite 120, right here in Palmdale. And if you want to get more information, just give them a call at 661-274-7947. Pastor, are there any special events you might want to talk about?
Other than the meditation that we have coming on July 13th, I want to encourage you again to come on out and just receive this powerful blessing. If you're looking for harmony in your life, your finances are not in order, you're looking for a healing, you're just looking for a blessing to come in your life, come on out. Definitely on Sunday mornings and Wednesday night, but also during our meditation, that's when we get a chance to really work with you and calm all of the things that's going on in your life so that it's in divine harmony, so that you can get exactly what God has desired for you. But you got to be a willing vessel to listen and allow God to speak into your life. Our beloved teacher and sister, Dr. Belva Johnson, knows how to take you to the next level so that you can experience what God has designed for you.